Let us move on to the forecast now on this very strange morning. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning.
So I sat down. Everything appeared to be normal. I sat down after being here for about an hour and putting work together. I sit down here and get ready to start the show at 6 o'clock, and everything's out of sync. It won't go. So I have to reboot the main computer and reboot the production computer. About 2 minutes, because they're new computers. So there was about 2.5 minutes of dead air. So then I'm waiting for Mike Kazi to call in and do sports, right? Yeah. No sports. I look over. We have, you know, these phone systems. So it's dead. There's no light on at all. No light on at all. So I have to go and bend over, and I have to reset it. And I reset it, and it comes back, but we already missed Mike Kazi with sports. So all I can figure, there must have been some sort of weird quick brownout or something here where the power didn't go out, but it affected those things. So anyway, we didn't have Mike with sports. We had me. We had me late with the news, and now we've got Pat Pagano with the forecast. There you go. All in a nutshell. My first 50 minutes today.
it's rough when you don't have a staff. You know, where you could say, please take care of this while I go on the air, you know.
That's right.
You know, that's why you have many hats.
A staff. The only staff I have at home, and that's, you know, my staff to make me feel
the
like
one
a
you
king.
Walk with. Yeah, that's I right. know. I hear you, Marshall. I know. But in the meantime, we'll have some sun, spotty shower, low 70s, cloudy tonight, mid 50s, variably cloudy, a couple of showers around Wednesday. These are all light and scattered, 70. Partly cloudy for Thursday, mid-70s. Sun and clouds, mid-60s Friday. Saturday, we'll cloud up. We'll have a chance of showers late. And there is also a chance of showers on Sunday. So it's not a stormy pattern. It's just a nuisance, unsettled weather pattern.
Well, you know, it's funny. There was a bunch of rain that just went to the north.
To north and west.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yesterday, because I started watching the football game in Buffalo. It was raining like a nice steady rain there. So I looked in, but we were lucky. We didn't get any of that.
No, and this morning there's rain north and west of you, just north and west of you, and there's rain south and east of you. It's raining over the southeastern quarter of Connecticut this morning. So. That's coming up from Long Island. So you're right in the middle. You're in between the devil and the deep blue sea. And I'm not talking about the presidential candidates.
No, you know, I'm looking at the radar right now, and I can see there's a patch of rain that just went over Long Island. Right. And then there's another strip of precipitation, which is to the west of us, out by, you know, the Great Lakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it is a little closer right now. Yeah. I'll tell you exactly where it is. I have so many screens up, it's a shame.
I know.
I have screens up all over the place, folks. Right now, that rain to the south and east of us extends from Saybrook to about Norwich, and that's moving northeastward. And as far as how close is it to the northwest of us, a couple of showers just went through Saugerties. And moving rapidly northeastward.
Hey,
very, very light shower.
Somebody from Saugerties was on The Voice last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it last night.
Oh, I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch it. I saw it. It was around here, that's a news story.
Okay. But that's cool. I like The Voice. I don't get a chance to watch that on Monday now because I take restorative yoga. And I really do like the class. So
restorative yoga.
It's called restorative yoga. And it's done kind of late at 8 o'clock because it is a very relaxing sort of yoga. And it really does help you reduce stress and makes you sleep pretty good, too.
I take restorative marijuana. Before I go to bed, that makes me sleep really nice.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you do that. In the meantime, that's it. It's quiet. I came across. You're gonna have to Google this. I don't think you'll go for the bucks, but I don't need it. But as a meteorologist, I'm gonna buy it.
Okay.
They came out with a new weather station, and this weather station
is called wireless. What's it called?
It's called Tempest Weather System. Tempest Weather System. Folks, this is pretty incredible. And the government, too, the National Weather Service is using it. Lots of government agencies are using it. What is great about it has no...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
You have?
There's no movable parts. No, an artificial intelligence-powered weather app with guaranteed accuracy.
Yep. And what's cool about it, folks, is that the measurements that it takes, it goes into its app, and it will actually help make a long-range or up to a 10-day forecast for your local area, because they actually use those readings. And it's got a whole, there's no display with this, like other weather stations. The display is either you download the app, you could either have it on your phone, your computer, or your tablet. And that's how you view all the information. And it has, you know, tons, you could even use it with Alexa or Google, and you could tell it, you know, I'm just giving an example. Alexa, please make sure when it rains, the sprinkler system does not go on. I mean, it can control other devices and everything. And what I thought was amazing is that the top shield also has a UV indicator on it that will let you know what the ultraviolet index is. But the top shield is the rain gauge. And what it does, it has some sort of a logarithm that when the drops start hitting that shield, immediately it will report to you when the rain starts. And based on that, it will tell you how much rain has fallen. And underneath that shield are, I don't know, they look like chrome dots, but they actually measure echoes. And as the wind passes through this, it actually, again, worked all on computation, will actually tell you not only the direction of the wind, but how strong the wind is. And plus, you get all the other stuff, the temperature, humidity, the dew point, wind chill, THI, all of that stuff. And I thought the price was pretty good, $329.
But now, isn't the weather station powered by a battery?
No, it's powered by a Wi-Fi module that you put in your house and you plug in. And it's strictly Wi-Fi. There's no batteries, no moving parts, nothing. It will operate up to 1,000 feet away from where your Wi-Fi connection is.
But what powers the unit? What powers the unit to operate Wi-Fi?
You got me. There's solar. There, if you look at the thing, you'll see the dark panels, strips all around. Those are all solar panels, and they're on 3/4 of the instrument, because the side that they're not on is the north side, and that's where you have to point it, because obviously, you don't get any sun there. So it's figured out. And again, I sent them an email yesterday asking them how high it had to be. And I got a very quick response. Very, very delightful. They told me 5 to 6 feet above your roof line.
So did you put it up yourself?
I didn't get it yet.
Oh, you haven't gotten it yet. Okay.
No, but I'm going to order it. Even though I have a complete weather station now, I'm going to order this and compare the two.
All right. I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty cool.
There's nothing to put together, Marshall. The only thing you have to decide, do you want to post it on your railing, your wooden railing outside, or do you want to put it on a 1-inch pole? That's it, and they have the adapter for both. And you plug it in, and that's it, you're set. Oh, and then you download the app.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, let me know how it works.
When I get it, yes, I will.
Yeah, let me know how it
works. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a commercial. Really?
Well, how long does it take? How long is it going until they ship? You think?
I don't know. I don't know. I do know that right now, a lot of people are getting on board and ordering it, so they may be a little behind.
All right. There you go. The forecast, a weather app, and we're done.
You know, just like. The meat on your barbecue.
That's right.
Put a fork in. It's done.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and talk about a weather station app.